We have my life's my wife.
She is your life. You're lucky that she is.
We have my wife standing by on the hotline. And so I'm just going to explain the backstory real quick. Because Kennedy thinks that I did nothing wrong and it was just some dudes talking trash.
Well, based upon what you told me, yeah, that's where I feel, yeah.
Lana and I go to this golf course on the Cape. It's an 18-hole golf course, but it's a par 3, which is cool because you can finish pretty quickly. It's not as difficult. And we played on Saturday, and the first 9 holes were awful. We almost quit because we were playing so terribly. And I convinced her that we should play the second half. We played the second half, and we played much better. We had a great time. We said, you know what? Let's go have a drink at the bar afterwards.
Like you do.
So we went. We sat down at the bar, and there were these 4 guys there. And I noticed this one guy has on a lacrosse hat, and then he kind of takes the hat off, and it says, Coach. And I was like, oh, where do you coach lacrosse? And he tells me, and then the other guys, one of the other guys starts talking, and we have kids that are about the same age, and we start talking about our lacrosse world's crossing and what team Barrett plays for and the All-Star game and all of this stuff. And at some point, you know, the bravado comes out in me about Barrett's team, his Charlestown Select team, which hasn't lost a game in 3 years, and they've won the state championship 3 years running.
Did you get testosterone fueled about your 13-year-old's
lacrosse team? I did. And he's like, well, you know, down on the South Shore, this team and that team. And I'm like, no. They would have no chance against our team. And the guy just, when I said that, just kind of looked at, one of the guys looked at me, and you could tell, like, I probably pushed it too far.
He started it.
And I kept talking with the other guy. The other guy, I felt like maybe tried to smooth it over or whatever. And when we left, Lana was like, really? Like, you know, we started to hang out at this place, and it's really low key. And now you're going to argue with somebody about whether or not our son would beat their team. And I'm like, well, they would.
My son can beat your son? Is that what dads do instead of my dad can beat up your dad?
Yeah, I feel like that's just regular.
Good morning, Lana.
Hello.
Can I hear what really happened?
Well, that is pretty much what really happened, except for there were 4 guys, and the one that Carson, you could tell, he was a little like, who the hell is this guy? Oops, sorry. But, you know, like, as Carson shifts and starts to talk to the other 2 guys, it was very obvious. He was smack, like, talking under his breath to the guy next to him, you know, and I was like, oh, my God. And I was just like, a little bit of humble pie, Carson, like, you know, like, come on, like, maybe their team could beat our team. I don't know, you know, and like, it just felt a little like he pushed it a little too far, and I felt like a little cringy.
I was going to ask that. How were you feeling in that moment? Like, when he was puffing his chest out and talking that junk, were you, like, slowly sliding in the chair
under the table? Were you kicking him under the bar?
I literally started watching golf on TV, which is not, like, my go-to, and I was like, oh, shut up. And if I could have knocked him under the bar stool, but they would have seen, I would have, but I was just like, okay, reel it in a little bit. He is only 13. We're talking about little kids here, you know, still. They're like just preteens playing lacrosse, you know. And it just felt like everybody was kind of, you know, I don't know another way to say it, but, you know.
Well, and then
pumping their chest a little bit.
And the funny thing was, so we that kind of conversation finishes, and we're kind of, we've moved on, and everybody is still chatting up. Like, Lana and I are still talking with a couple of these. Now the one guy is no longer talking to us, but the other guys are talking.
But the other 3 were talking to us, and Carson's like, well, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
It is not a bad average.
It's a great day at the plate.
Can I ask, like, what was said first to?
He started it, Kennedy.
For your retort. Do you know what I mean? Like
he just came off a little bit like a jerk.
I see.
You know what I mean? Like, I used to coach. You know, the guy didn't even coach anymore, I don't think, you know? And here's Carson. Well, our team could beat your team. You know, like, not, it wasn't even his team he was talking about. Well, I don't know. Have you heard about those South Shore teams? No. They couldn't beat us. No way.
I was just trying to enjoy a nice beer at the 19th hole. And here comes Carson killing the vibe.
And then, so as we're finishing up, I have gotten the bill, and one of the guys says, are you Carson?
And I was like, great, here we go.
And I'm like, did he see my name on my bill? Like, how did that happen? And I said, yeah, how did you know that? He's like, it just clicked. I just heard your voice. He's like, we listen to your show all the time. We love Campy Kennedy.
And this wasn't the guy that was mad at you. This was
no, this was one of his other
guys. No, but I don't think Carson won him over as a listener.
Lana, are you afraid to go back?
No, they said they never go there. So I'm in the clear, you know? So I'm like, God, Carson, this is like our place now. And now we can't even go here and have a drink at the bar because you're like, my son's the best. Hey, listen, I'm all about doting on our kid. But like, he, you know, there's always somebody better out there. Lame. You never know.
Right. I just love you so much.
I love you.
No, you know, but I do. I know, Carson. I know this is in him, you know? Yeah, I just. Like,
I have no idea what you're talking about, Lana. I've never heard him do that in my whole life.
Oh, my God. You're like, sometimes I'm like, I'm just waiting for it. I'm waiting for it. And I'm like, please don't go there. Please don't go there. I don't
my life story.
Yeah.
We played games with him on the air. We get his competitive.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I can't help it. The South Shore can't play lacrosse like Charlestown can.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you, Lana.
I love you, babe. 617-931-1234. Did I go too far or did he start it?
We're all Team Lana.
Thanks. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.